Blog Talk Radio.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Everybody, this is this is King Edward Undead, and this is another episode of Dead City Radio, a special edition. Tonight we are going to be reviewing Star Wars Rogue One. Of course, you have been warned, there are spoilers. So if you could tell, my brother is watching episode 4 in the background of Star Wars. And right now he's playing with a dark saber. If you remember that one lightsaber that was introduced in Jay, can you not turn it up?
Okay.
You're just making it worse. Turn it down. Thank you, JJ.
Yep.
Now, me, my brother, and the whole family saw Rogue One. And wow, was it a great movie. Actually, it was a Saw movie. It didn't feel like Star Wars, but it had a good feel to it. The movie started out pretty boring, you know. It started out pretty, I don't know. Maybe it was because I kind of had some heartburn during the movie because Jay. It started out pretty good. But there was also a comic reliever that I really loved. If you do remember the robot, if you watched Rogue One, that one Imperial droid, he seemed to be comic relief for the movie, you know? And I thought he was pretty funny, you know? I'm saying you know too much. Okay. But yeah, he was really good comic relief in the movie. I can't really give an example, but you get what I mean. And I was waiting to see some old characters. I did see that one woman who was a part of the Rebel Alliance. I remember that woman. The woman in white. I can't remember her name. So I'm not talking about Princess Leia. I'll talk about her in a bit. But there's that woman in white. There was the Red Leader. And most importantly, the return of Darth Vader. Of course, the episode is taking place between episodes 3 and 4, so, Darth Vader, his appearance was possibly the most exciting appearance. I mean, he even had this one savage moment where he was killing some Rebel Alliance people, you know, in a hallway. It was so fun, like, the lights went out, the door, just, like, the power went out, and then Darth Vader comes out of nowhere. All the guys shooting at him, he's just killing them like a savage. That was possibly my favorite part of the movie, to be honest. And besides, spoiler alert, this is a huge one. Everybody dies in the movie, besides the characters we all know and love. Just all the new characters that were introduced die. They just all die. You know, the Imperial droid gets shot up by some stormtroopers while he's helping with two main characters, which is a man and a woman. I can't even remember the characters' names, so bear with me. They died. Well, the two main characters died last, of course. I mean, you had this other guy who was blind, and he was very strong with the Force and was a really, really, really good staff fighter. I thought, you know, he was possibly one of the best, newest characters I saw. And then he had his guard. They both died. But again, the two main characters died last. They died while they were on, I forgot what planet it was called, you know? It was that one planet where the Death Star base is. I don't know, man. Everything just went by so quick. Everything felt some things felt pretty rushed, but overall, I think this movie is, well, out of stars, I'm going to say it's about a 3 out of 5 stars. It wasn't that great of a movie, but it still had its charm. Oh, by the way, let's spoil the whole ending here. In the end, because this, on the day we were at the movie theater, this was on a Tuesday, earlier in the morning, during that day, Carrie Fisher died, you know, the one who played Princess Leia? In the end, we saw Princess Leia, and she said a few words. I couldn't remember what, but some guy was informing the princess about something, and then we see Princess Leia here, and I'm like, oh, wow. And then it ends just like that. I'm like, oh, geez. Are you serious? Oh, by the way, a weird thing about the Star Wars, and I think it was proper to say that they didn't have the proper beginning, and that was because it wasn't a single, like, an episode number. It was just episode 3.5 of Star Wars, basically. But we saw Princess Leia at the end. And it was young. She was a young Princess Leia. I guess they had the technology to do that. But I know they did it with Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator Genesis, but which was possibly a great movie. I don't care what people say. They say, oh, it's a meh movie. But come on. That was a good movie. Anyways, we're going to take your calls. If you want to call in tonight, the number to call is 347-855-8578. And I'm sorry if this review sucked. I'm not much of a movie reviewer. But again, 347-855-8578. I'm going to pick up on some calls today. So I think this is Rational Ryan. Is this you, man?
I'm not going to lie. When I first heard about Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and learned that we're going to get a new Star Wars movie every year, I didn't know how to feel about it. I mean, what made The Force Awakens feel like such an event mostly came from the fact that it had been 10 years since we had a Star Wars film on the big screen, and 32 years since we had a Star Wars film that was actually good. But with a new Star Wars film coming out every year, most of which being spin-off films that aren't a part of the current trilogy, I was afraid that it was going to make seeing a Star Wars film feel like less of a special event. Oh, look, another year, another Star Wars film. Great. Not to mention, it seemed like there were a few production issues going in with this film in particular. Apparently, this film was originally going to be directed by Josh Trank. You know, the guy who made that indie hit Chronicle and then completely fucked his career over by making one of the worst films of the past decade. But after watching Rogue One, I gotta say, for something that was made simply to hold me off until Episode 8, it was a lot better than I expected. If you're the kind of person who complained about the similarities between The Force Awakens and A New Hope, I would recommend watching this film. I mean, obviously this film has a few moments of fan service, but for the most part, the film tries different things with the Star Wars universe. For one thing, the film tries to take one detail in the original trilogy that seems...
All right, we get it. Yeah, it is a really good movie. You are right. I mean, it's not something I would watch again. I mean, I would. Oh, by the way, forgot to mention that there was kind of a mention of ISIS and the Vietnam War. I'm sorry, secretly I saw that because there were these guys that looked like Alu snack bar people, and that was pretty interesting, the Alu snack bar people. And then you had the jungles that were on that planet where the main control of the Death Star was. I mean, that was interesting. Also, they were trying to get a plan for the Death Star. I forgot what they called it. But, yeah. But they sent it to the Rebel ship. Because the Rebel ship, of course it was a war, so I thought it was interesting. Alright, Godzilla, what's up, man?
Hey, man. So I saw this in Christmas, I believe, yeah. On the 25th with my little sister. She's never seen Star Wars on the big screen before. And cool thing is we saw it in 3D in the front row, so it was kind of a nice experience for us. But I thought I'd mention the robot's name is K2SO, by the way.
K2SO. Do you remember a lot of the people's names? Because I thought it kind of rushed very quickly. Maybe because I was kind of in an uncomfortable state because I had heartburn plus I don't know what else.
No, I couldn't remember much of them either. The biggest problem I have with the film, I mean, I love everything that's involved. I mean, I can't believe they managed to get the characters to look so much like the ones we remember in the 70s or 80s. Oh, they even brought back, kind of hate to bring it up, but that, was it Leia's father from the prequels?
Oh,
I mean,
I didn't notice Leia's father.
Yeah, well, he made a slight appearance, and he said he was going to return to Alderaan, and that's how he mentioned he got destroyed, I guess. But that's not the big thing. The big thing was how they came up with this cool little nice adventure at the second half of the movie, how they got the plans back. The biggest problem for me was the two main characters. Not that they were bad. It's just they could have been a lot more interesting.
They could have. They seem like your average man and woman kind of main characters, you know. They're just on a random adventure somewhere, and they meet all these bad guys. And, you know, they end up, you know, fighting with the Imperial Alliance. I mean, like, honestly, the battle there kind of reminded me of the Vietnam War for some reason because of the tropical jungle. I'm sorry, man. Sorry to mention
yeah.
it, but
well,
guerrilla warfare.
I'll just mention one more thing before I get off and let other people call. Carrie Fisher did finish up all of her filming for the new Star Wars film, so she is scheduled to appear, according to what Disney says, for the next.
Yeah, I know. That's what I heard from my brother. I heard it earlier today. My brother told me she's going to be in Episode 8. I heard that's going to be the last film she'll be in, or is there? Are they already doing Episode 9 as well?
I'm not so sure. I mean, hey, I mean, since Lucasfilm is in Disney's hands, I mean, they are really hardworking people. I mean, they'll come up with something.
Yes. Oh, and there's that one character I saw. They brought back that one character from the Imperial Alliance, whoever that guy with the gray hair was. Forgot his name.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, he's... I don't know, man. I forgot what his place in the movie was, you know, but I know he worked for the Imperial Alliance. You know that one guy with the gray hair?
Yeah, he, dang it, I forgot his name, but, again, he was one of those people I can't believe. I think how it was done was they used, like,
computer technology?
Well, they used people that were somewhat like the actors, and then they kind of photoshopped what the original people looked like. It's kind of weird. I don't know how they do it. I mean, it's not entirely CGI, but, I mean...
Yeah, if you saw, he looked a bit computerized in the movie. I looked at him a bit pretty closely just to see if it was the real guy, and he looked kind of computerized a bit, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad they didn't focus too much on that character. Otherwise, I mean, a lot of people would be asking the same question, you know?
Yeah, they would be like, what? How does he back? Like, I think he was the character from one of the prequels. The actual trilogy, the original trilogy.
Yeah, he was
had probably the most film space.
He was one of the commanders of the Death Star. Kind of like, I guess, Darth Vader's, like, superior officer or something.
Yeah, I believe so. Maybe the superior officer. I thought he was, like, a supreme general or something. I'm going to guess he was a general, but... Anyways, I'm going to put you on mute because I want to see if Reginald Ryan had more to say.
Subscribe to Rational Ryan on YouTube. He's got some great movie reviews.
I already said that on the last show 2 days ago. He does have good movie reviews. I think I exactly said that. I said, subscribe to Rational Ryan. He has some good movie reviews. Honestly, yeah, you got to subscribe to the guy, man. And it sounds like, yeah, we got a little peek of his review on Rogue One. That actually sounded pretty good. I might watch the whole video. I'm not sure. It's just that I watch a lot of other YouTubers, and, you know, sometimes I don't even have time to get to a new one. I mean, sometimes I discover new ones, and then I watch them for a while, and then I let them go. But I have, like, I was listening to ERB, you know, Epic Rap Battles of History. I'm dedicated to them. I'm dedicated to Animation Rewind. I kind of lost my ways with Keemstar. I watch a little bit of Leafy. Leafy went back to, you know, criticizing. I kind of liked it when he just talks about just random topics, just not like criticizing people at all. But, I mean, he has good critique stuff for all. But I think one more thing we have to talk about is Carrie Fisher's death. If you don't know, yesterday morning, Carrie Fisher died of a heart attack. I don't know how, but I know Mom told me, but I got the I didn't know because she was trending. I was like, what's going on? And then Mom tells me that she died of a heart attack somehow. And I thought, I don't know. If she died of a heart attack, I feel bad for her. You know, she was Princess Leia, of course. A really good actress. I mean, someone that we will never forget. Someone who made her mark in history. So anyways, I don't know. Godzilla, you want to be picked up? Press 1 if you want to. Well, no, I guess you don't want to. All right, I'm going to pick back up on Rational again. What's going on?
Rest in peace, Carrie Fisher. Not only were you Princess Leia, but you were a huge, like, activist of mental health issues, and that is awesome.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, from what I hear, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too big of a fan of hers, but I think that she was a great actress in the Star Wars films, you know? Also a great character.
Exactly.
I mean, she wasn't my favorite, but still.
Truly a person worth remembering.
Yes. Let's see. Ghost Kruger told me, acting out undead, I had high expectations. From the trailer, I assumed the girl was an ace TIE fighter pilot under brainwash like Finn from Star Wars 7. Oh, Ghost Kruger's somewhere. I guess he's this guest over here. Okay, I'm going to put you on mute. But yeah, she did a lot of remarkable things, as you heard. I guess she was a mental health activist. That's good. Honestly, in a way, I do kind of support the mentally ill. You know, I'm semi-mentally ill, so. But anyways, let's pick up on Godzilla. What's going on?
All right, so this is the article that I have on Wikipedia. I mean, I know it's a typical source I would use, but on December 23rd, Fisher was on a United States airline flight from London to L.A., and 15 minutes before the plane landed, she went into cardiac arrest, and passenger seated near her reported she stopped breathing. Another passenger performed CPR on her until paramedics arrived. She was taken to Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. And unfortunately, she never recovered from the cardiac arrest.
Jeez. Well, I don't know what to say about that. That's terrible. I'm sure it's the same thing as a heart attack, right? Or is it different?
It's kind of that way. I guess cardiac arrest leads to a heart attack. I should know this stuff because I took this last year.
No wonder I was starting. I felt like I was about to have a heart attack in the theater after I ate so much junk, man.
Yeah.
Weird stuff. Oh, and there's a theory going around, something that, I don't know, a Fox O Loco shared something. The day before her death, Michael Moore actually made a tweet saying, oh, like, what are we supposed to do? Or something like that. I can't remember. And then he says, your answer will be tomorrow. And then Carrie Fisher dies the next day. I don't know. I forgot what the tweet was about, but people were going all over the Michael Moore tweet about Carrie Fisher's death. And I guess they tried to connect him to that. I really don't know why. Yeah. I'll put you on mute. I'm going to look for Michael Moore. I'm trying to remember what tweet that was, because someone said that. Let's find him. Michael Moore. Here he is, the guy I'm following, at MM Flint. Let me just see this guy. Beautifully put, words for all to live by. Thank you, Carrie Fisher. Michael Moore. Okay. Michael Moore made that. Oh, here it is. People every day, every hour, nonstop asking me, Mike, what can we do? Tomorrow, my answer. There you go. So I got it right. The answer. And then next day, Carrie Fisher dies. I don't want my life to imitate art. I want my life to be art. To be the intimidable and polished beyond badass Carrie Fisher. We miss you. And now he's retweeting about Carrie Fisher's audition tape for Star Wars. What? She had an audition tape for Star Wars? Let me react to this. It says, longer Carrie Fisher Star Wars. I don't know. He seems to be all over this. What is this? What a tape. So this is an audition?
Well, the data bank's not too, it's so secure.
Well, then I think that we ought to have the reward that you're talking about. And I hope it'll be substantial, considering what we've been through already.
When R2 has been safely delivered to my forces, you get your reward.
What?
You have my guarantee.
What's the little droid carrying that's so blasted important?
The plans and specifications to a battle station with enough firepower to destroy an entire system. Our only hope in destroying it is to find its weakness, which we will determine from the data I stored in R2. We captured the plans in a raid on the Imperial shipyards, but we fell under attack before I could get the data to safety, so I hid it in this R2 unit instead of...
Oh, I remember she did hide it in the R2 unit. Ha! Huh. Anyways, back to Rational Ryan. I'm sorry, I can't react to that. Yeah, how are you, Rational?
I'm doing good. I'm pretty sure that the whole Michael Moore, Carrie Fisher thing was just a joke, you know. The whole, I'm pretty sure it was just a joke that Foxo made, you know.
Yeah, I remember old Foxo made that joke, and I guess it was a joke theory, I guess, that Michael Moore
pretty
killed
much.
Carrie Fisher or something like that. Well,
yeah, I got nothing else to say, man.
You know, I have nothing else to say? Okay, Maine. I'm going to put you on mute. I wonder, Godzilla, do you have any other words? Because I might just get some random news in.
Wait, am I on?
Yes, you're on, Godzilla.
Okay, it's just I didn't hear my... Unmuted. Anyways,
I'm sorry, it doesn't do that anymore. It actually just does a beep now, I heard. Or does it do unmuted for you still?
It should do that. I don't hear any beeps. It's just unmuted.
Wow. My phone doesn't do that. It does a beep now.
Anyways, this will be kind of interesting. I mean, they managed to wrap up all of her filming before episode 8. I mean, it's just... I'm just wondering how they're going to work around the whole thing. I mean...
Yeah, I'm wondering the same thing. I'm just wondering, out of question, how they're going to, like, is there, like, a planned death scene for Princess Leia, maybe?
Maybe, I mean,
there must
it could be.
Be,
like, I mean, I kind of hate to make comparisons, but there was this woman in the, what was it, Matrix Reloaded. She played the Oracle. And she actually died in 2001, but she managed to get all of her filming done for Reloaded before it was passed on to some other thing. And, you know, you could make a theory that the reason why her appearance has changed is because of a glitch in the Matrix. But, hey.
I get it.
I mean, so, like, if they can work around that, you know, like, surely Disney can work around something.
Hopefully. Oh, I think my cat wants to come in. Hold up. But I think that could work, Godzilla. I think they could work around that. They just got to come up with... I just hope they came up with a death plot before. Give me Kibbles. Here. Hey, Wonder. I don't know. All right, here we go. Oh, come on. Hey, Boo-Boo. Will you go, Boo-Kibby? Boo-Boo. Hey, Boo-Boo. What are you doing, Boo-Boo? Want to go in? You want to go? There, Wonder. There you go. Do you know that my cat, Wonder, doesn't know how to meow? That's a funny thing. Let's see. Man, making a lot of good impressions. I got one notification. Carrie did complete SWA. Yeah, I know that, man. That's good. At least she's going to be in that next film. We'll see her again. But R.I.P. Han Solo. I know Harrison Ford's still alive, though. Just saying. I love Harrison Ford, by the way. Anyways, I guess Rational Ryan, I guess, do you have just a random topic we could talk about or what? No, Rational? You don't have anything? All right, I guess you stay silent today. Godzilla, you have anything to talk about today?
No, but can I play this song just for Carrie Fisher?
Go on ahead. Oh, okay. That was pretty good, Godzilla. Thank you for that guitar. You are an awesome man. I'm going to miss Carrie Fisher. And I'm sorry to think about this woman, but my grandmother, I keep thinking about her every day, man. I just want to keep saying she's not dead, but unbelievably, she is. But, oh, by the way, we have 60 seconds. I'm thinking about doing a Soda Battles exclusive. I'm not joking. I'm doing a Soda Battles exclusive during the after show. And it's going to be an interesting Soda Battles exclusive. So it's not going to be a part of the entire series. So in a few seconds, I'm going to do a Soda Battle, an exclusive Soda Battle between Seagram's and Werner's. And then I think I'll announce an official date for the season 2 premiere of Soda Battles. So get ready. We are going to get the sodas. We will get them here in a bit. We're going to have the review upstairs. Anyways, Oh, hold up. Ryan's calling. But we are going to have a Soda Battles thing. So stay tuned. Soda Battles exclusive is up next. Everybody, again, this is King Ed Undead, or King Edward Undead, whatever, and today is the Soda Battle exclusive, and today we are testing out the likes of Verner's and the likes of Seagram's, and since this is going to be 15 minutes, and before we start, I'm going to pour this, and then I'm going to pick up on a 727 here in a bit. Because when I saw 727, I thought maybe I should do that. And, you know, I need to do this. And I know, I mean, I'll give out quick facts about the two sodas. So, 727 caller, what is the up?
Hey, man. What's up, Eddie?
Doing good. What brings you to my show today, man?
Did you see what happened on Twitter?
What happened on Twitter, man?
With the whole ghost thing with Lee Nugget, if you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've heard of the Lee Nugget. I was watching him. He was pretty entertaining. What about it? Did he get doxxed yet by Ghost?
No, you saw the whole thing with Ghost, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's just completely ridiculous. I'm talking to Lee Nugget and all these people right now. They all seem to hate ghosts really badly, and I'm kind of risking myself of being doxxed, but yeah, who cares? I'm also
They're saying that maybe he's a moral fag. I guess they just don't like moral fags. They're a totally different group of trolls. I mean, look.
Yeah.
These guys are a different ball game. They are not. They don't know ghosts. They don't know about his show. But for all I know, they could start some kind of weird internet war with him. It could be terrible.
Okay.
I mean, look. But Ghost can dox them. I told them that Ghost could dox anybody within minutes. And I'm serious. I'm getting some water ready.
Yeah, these people are like 10-year-olds that think they know how to do everything, and they live stream all this shit, and they have no moral, like, they're not moral at all, you know?
Yeah, they aren't moral. I mean, I guess it's just a 4chan thing. I don't really go to 4chan, to be honest. But, yeah. I'm going to test out tonight's sodas. If you know, what soda do you think is going to win tonight's exclusive? Is it going to be Verner's Ginger Ale or Seagram's Ginger Ale?
Not sure, man.
Well, you're not sure, because you're not much of a ginger ale guy, are you?
Oh, yeah, I've never had ginger ale in my life.
Oh, dang. Ginger ale is pretty good.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'll put you on mute. I'm going to see if Rational Ryan has a favorite ginger ale. Hey, Rational. What's up?
No, you're. I'm not even going to go there. And whoever Julian Assange is, you should be trolled off the internet. Seriously, man. I have no excuse for Julian Assange. I think you should be doxxed. I think you should be freaking.
Hey, Julian Assange should not be doxxed. Hey, Ghost did not say that, first off. And second, Julian Assange is a really good hero. You know, he's the guy who was leaking out all the Hillary Clinton emails this year. That was fun. But seriously, Julian Assange, you deserve respect. Anyways, if you don't know, Verner's is a 7-Up Dr. Pepper Snapple branded drink. And, of course, it is naturally and artificially flavored. And Seagram's is a Coca-Cola-branded soda made with real ginger. And it's naturally flavored with other natural flavors. So it's more natural. I was thinking that maybe Seagram's should face Canada Dry, but that's not going to happen. So here we go. We're going to look up the facts. About just the simple facts, okay? Verner's. So Verner's is a ginger ale that was established in 1866 by James Verner. It's also known as the oldest surviving ginger ale brand. The oldest ginger ale in the modern age. Believe it or not, Verner's, I believe, do they age it? There's an authentically bold taste, but I thought they aged it. I thought it said specifically that they aged their sodas, but I think they only do that with their diets. I can't remember. And then Seagram's, which of course you should know what Seagram's is. Seagram's is a company that was established in 1857. It's an alcoholic beverage company. For some reason. But how about Seagram's ginger ale? When was that made? I guess there's not much on it. But that was the establishment date. I guess they made alcohol back then. Maybe they made ginger ale after Verner's did. Because it seems like it's about 10 years older of a company than Verner's is. And, of course, I see the popping of the Seagram soda, so it's like popping bubbles out of there. Anyways, let's test out these sodas. I got out the decent facts. So let's try it. And I knew Seagram's was an alcohol company, but this is not alcoholic. This is alcohol-free ginger ale. Well, let's just see the ingredients before we... Of course it is. Why would they do that in a Why would they sell alcohol in a plastic bottle? That's the big question. So let's try it. First, Verner's. Now, Verner's has a very gingery, spicy taste. It's a little bit spicy if you think about it. If you think about it. And this one makes me think that Verner's is very special because I think Verner's ginger ale is actually aged by about 100 years. And it's a really decent soda. Really good. I had to get a second taste of it. I love Verner's. And next we have Seagram's. Ugh. It doesn't have much taste. It kind of has a flat taste to it. Maybe it's because there's, I don't know, something's up with my nose. One moment. Sorry, I had to blow my nose. I felt like mucus was falling back a bit. But Seagram's, again, it's pretty flat. But it tastes kind of like ginger ale. It tastes pretty watery. I don't know why. So the winner, by a long shot, is definitely Verner's. What are your thoughts on this, Rational Ryan?
To be trolled off the internet. Seriously, man. I Julian Assange, I think you should be doxed. You should be freaking. The worst.
Oh, no. Julian Assange should not be doxed. This is about So Does. Oh, by the way, I'm planning to go premium again sometime. Maybe in January? Somewhere in January I might get premium again. But I want to order something online. I want to order some coin holders and then, yeah. I think something's going on with my throat. I think I'm going to end up having a junky throat tomorrow. So anyways, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank Rational Ryan, Godzilla, 727 for being a part of tonight's show. I think I'll be broadcasting tomorrow. I'm hoping to debate with Dr. Bristol soon, either tomorrow or the day after, whatever day, Thursday or Friday. Anyways, I'll talk to you all later. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.